anger on the streets of Peru's capital, Lima. Protesters are demanding that Spanish oil giant Repsol lose its operating license after nearly 12,000 barrels of crude oil leaked into the Pacific Ocean just off the coast of Lima.
We are outraged by the pollution and we're going to continue the nationwide fight. That's why I'm here. I want Repsol to leave, for all transnational companies which have only come here to steal from us, to go away.
The spill happened while a tanker was offloading crude oil to a refinery. Repsol says the pipeline was damaged by the tsunami triggered by the recent volcanic eruption near Tonga. But government officials say the ship's captain doubts that, and protesters accuse Repsol of spreading misinformation.
Just like thousands of other citizens, we've come to protest against pollution and against the lies Repsol is peddling. It systematically said that the damage was minimal, then said it was as a result of the tsunami. Then it told us the incorrect quantity of oil spilled.
The environment minister has banned Repsol from unloading oil until further notice. He also wants guarantees the company is properly maintaining its oil pipelines.
First, we call for a halt to all hydrocarbon loading and unloading activities in the Peruvian Sea by Repsol until it provides us with technical guarantees that no further damage will be done to the sea that belongs to all Peruvians.
Repsol says the decision is disproportionate and unreasonable. It says it's hired more than 2,000 people, including local fishermen, to clean up the polluted beaches. But many Peruvians won't be satisfied until the government orders Repsol to leave. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.